Have your Bible turned tonight and back to Nehemiah chapter 2. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 2. I want to go back to verse 17. There's so much to glean in here, you could never glean it all out. But boy, I tell you, it's good to try. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. The Bible says, "Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will rise and build. If you look at this, we preached on this a few weeks ago, I think 1st of July, and on a Sunday night, I believe it was, and we preached on the power of unity, the power of coming together. Amen? I'd like to preach tonight, if God would be my help, on the turning point. Amen? On the turning point. It speaks of how we get there, how we start once we come together. Once we realize that we ain't in this by yourself. Amen? Amen? Folks, listen, we're not in this by ourselves. There's folks all over this country, praise God, that's still standing for God, standing in the right place, standing in the right way. And praise God, what we have to do is just come together in unity, in mind, one mind and one accord, seeking to stand, and having done all, stand in these last days. Amen? I challenge to just take a stand, praise God, upon the good God of glory. So once we come together in unity and realize that we have a common purpose, David said, is there not a cause? And we know that there's a cause because it's Christ. The cause is Christ Jesus, our Lord. But we see here, as we see Nehemiah, and the Bible teaches us that Nehemiah had a dream. He had an idea. He had a burden on his heart that he wanted to try and accomplish. Oh, Nehemiah, he began to fast and he began to pray and agonize with God. And he began to plan and make plans to try to accomplish his dream. But I want to say, till others came along and became partakers in his dream stood still. I want to say tonight, we praise God, we've got to come together in the power of unity, amen, till we can come to a turning point, praise God, where we can begin to push forward the plan that God has for me and you. The plan that He has for Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church, to be a power and a light in this valley. He didn't put us here at the end of this valley by accident. We're here on purpose. This is where God would have us to be. And He's blessed us in so many ways. I tell you, I cannot thank Him enough for this little place on the hill, the place that He's given us where we can come together and worship in spirit and in truth. Amen. And when others begin to jump in and help, things begin to happen. But see, nothing more could take place in his dream till he began to get some folks to come in alongside him and to begin to help him. That was the turning point of this thing. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying when we begin to build God's way, praise God, God begins to give us the increase. God begins to give us that help. And that involves others. Amen. It's just not about me. I can't do a whole lot by myself. But when a local assembly comes together, we come together in unity, praise God, that's the turning point, praise God, for God. Amen. Don't you know God, the angel of heaven, shout with glee when God's people begin to come together? And don't you know that it gives the devil a fit, praise God, when he sees the weak a saint down upon their knees a praising God and a looking for victory in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Boy, don't you know that gives him a black eye and hurts the devil's heart? Amen. But I will say, praise God, when you're at your weakest, praise God, that's when you're strongest in the eyes of God. Amen. Oh, Nehemiah's a weeping and a crying and agonizing with God. Amen. He had a burden on his heart. and a local assembly become together. They begin to, they said, let us rise up and build. But don't you know that old man of God, when they said, let us, glory to God, I bet he about shouted his shoes off. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I finally got some help in this thing. And somebody finally got somebody excited about it. Somebody wanting to exercise those gifts that they have. See, that's what the Bible tells us that we're supposed to do. He said, we've all got something we can do. You know, every one of us have a talent that we can perform. Amen. Even if it's just praising the Lord, maybe being a prayer warrior. But he said, we every one have a gift, and we need to exercise that gift. Amen. Every one of us have to exercise our gift. That means we put it into motion. If God gives you a gift and you set on it, then it's no good. You might as well not have it. But praise God, when He gives you that gift and you exercise it. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And the Bible says He gave some apostles and some prophets, Ephesians 4 and 11, and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And he said, this is why He done it, verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. So what happens, the turning point is that when we come together in a power of unity, and we come to the turning point, praise God, it's when we come together as one, and we come together in the power of the Lord to exercise our gift. To do that, that what do you say, well, preacher, I don't know what I've got a gift. Praise God, whatever you're able to do. Amen. If it's nothing more than picking up paper on the church, in the church parking lot, praise God, pick it up for the glory of God. Amen. Glory, hey, praise the Lord. That's a turning point, praise God. When we realize, amen, that we're all in this together. When the assembly comes, the power of unity, glory be to God, to the turning point, when we realize that, praise God, we're all in it together. Amen. I can't do it all. God never expected me to do it all. Amen. You can say amen right there. Amen. He never expected me to do it. We're in this together. Amen. For the glory of God. We come together here that we might edify and lift up. Amen. I don't have the power. But if ain't careful, we get the mindset. I know that I do sometimes. I say, well, you know, God, Lord, You called me to do this. You called me to minister to this church. And Lord, so I reckon, Lord, since You called me to do it, then it's my responsibility to try to do it all. It'll make you crazy. Amen? He said, you're a living example. Amen? You see how much gray hair I've got in the last 10.5 years? I can't do it all. We're in this together. We've got to work together to the edifying of the church. The body, the lifting up the church, lifting up each other. The newsflash, in case you know it, we're all part of the body. And it's a responsibility, praise God, to edify the church, to come together with our gift and begin to lift up everybody. To minister to the perfecting of every member of the body. So it ought to be our heart's desire tonight to see Brother X just as good as he can be for the Lord. Amen? We ought to want him to be just as good. I mean, just to have God all over him, be blessed and filled with the Spirit. Amen. Said, boy, yeah, I really like that on him. It looks good. It'd look good on you too. Amen. It'd look right nice on you too, praise God, if you just get in there and say, Lord, just fill me with your Spirit. Say, give me half of what Rex has got. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, give me what half of some of these other guys, so I'll have some too. So I tell you, I can't do it by myself. God never intended to myself. This is a place where we're supposed to instruct. No, see what? If we ain't careful, we get overwhelmed. Praise God. We do. We get overwhelmed and we'll spiral downward if we ain't careful. Try to do it all by ourselves. Jesus said in Mark, I believe it's over in Mark 16, I believe it was. He said, no, Mark 6 and 31. He told the disciples when he'd sent them out and they come back and they was wore out. And he said, you need to get apart. Amen. An old preacher told me one time, he said, son, now listen to me. He said, now every now and then you got to get apart or you'll fall apart. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I do now. Sometimes you just got to get apart and get away with God and get by yourself and say, oh God, I need some help. I can't do this. Amen. I can't do this by myself. But glory be to God, I'm glad I don't have to. I'm glad I got a great big God that loves me and cares for me and helps me, praise God. I'm glad I got a church that loves me and helps me, praise God. And we go try to work at this thing together for the cause of Christ. The turning point is when we come together, praise God, and just see God working in our midst. Amen? We come apart. Come apart so we don't come apart. Come apart and pray and see God's face. Say, Lord God, here I am. Standing in need. Praise God. He just reaches down, just cuddles you up. Ain't that a wonderful thing? You say, where do you get your help? At turning points, when we begin to get that, when we begin to work as a team. Amen? It's a whole lot easier to get things done when you work as a team. Have you ever worked with people that work against you? That's aggravating the thing in the world. They want to do everything their way or do stuff by themselves. They don't want to work as a team. They don't want to just get in there together and get it done. And they're constantly working against you. And then you have to come back and when it's all said and done, you have to go back and try to fill in the voids. Because they started way over here and you just start here and there's more of you trying to work together than there ain't. And so you got to fill, you got a big old place here where you work together and then you got a little old space here and you got to try to fill in. It's kind of like building a wall, praise God, and not starting on the corners. Amen. It won't come out right. Amen. You hear it? It won't come out right. Remember I told you I tried that. Don't work. Man, you got to start on the corners. You got to work together, praise the Lord. We see this in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 3. I got to look at it and I counted these and I may have missed one or two or maybe counted them twice, but they Brother Rex, they some 40 to 41, somewhere around there, leaders that rise up and begin to build different sections. Amen. They're working together. There's leadership comes up and praise God, they begin to work together. Amen. The turning point is and when the teams come together, praise God, and they begin to work together for the glory of God. Amen. They rose up to build, praise God, something for the Lord. Amen. So they begin to build. In Philippians chapter 1, the Bible speaks about that teamwork. You say, preacher, it ain't in there. It is. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Bible says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. He said, you realize you've come together, praise God, and when you realize you've come together, you realize you've got a team leader. Amen? Not only do you have your team, you've got people that's trying to do things in different areas, but praise God, you've got a team leader, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And He's leading us in the way of perfection. He's leaving us in the right way. And in Nehemiah chapter 4, praise God, these team leaders come together. And in verse 6, it says that for the people had a mind to work. Amen? He said, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together under the height thereof, for the people had a mind to work. You know what's wrong with us? Amen. The turning point is when we've got a mind to work and we come together, praise God, to get the job done. Amen. We've got a great big job ahead of us. Amen. We look around us today, we've got family, kinfolk, and loved ones, and people, and friends, and neighbors, praise God, that's running around this world and are lost without God. Amen. So we need to be working together, praise God, to try to get them in. You say, well, preacher, I went over and talked to them. I can't do nothing with them. Praise God, what you're doing is go knock on the door of somebody else, one of these brothers and sisters of Christ. Say, hey, could you go talk to my neighbor, talk to my youngest, talk to my mom, talk to my daddy, praise God. Tell them, let them know the Lord loves them. I've told them, but they expect that from me. Lord God, can somebody else go? Sometimes that's all it takes to make a difference. See, we can badger them, we can talk to them, but praise God, when somebody else goes. That's what I've done. It's like Nehemiah coming along to build the wall. Coming together, praise God. to try to pull this thing together. They said they had a mind to work, had a mind to get the job done. Of course, hindrance comes. Anytime you try to do a good work, hindrance is going to come. Amen? Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and Ammonites and Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. I want to say tonight, listen, a turning point comes when we decide to come together, praise God, and begin to work for a common cause. Put aside our differences. Put aside the old little bitty thing, praise God, that the devil would rise up and cause conflict with. And we begin to build for a common cause because we want to see the walls built. We want to see this thing finished and finished well for the cause of Christ. You say, what's that? He said he came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. The cause is to get them in before they're doomed forever, praise God, to a devil's hell. Well, I tell you what, I don't want nothing like that to happen. But the hindrance came. The hindrance will come. But praise God, they just kept up. What they do, they teamed up. Amen. What happens when the hindrance starts coming, praise God, you just team up on it. That's what they did here. They teamed up on it. Look on Nehemiah 4 and verse 9. He said, nevertheless. See, the hindrance was coming. I mean, it was like Brother Rex says, that one that you've got paid, praise God, there's another one coming. But he said, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Amen. They looked down and said, you know what? We've seen them come one time. They'll probably come again. But praise God, when they come, we're going to be ready for them. Amen. See, we're going to be geared up. We're going to be expecting when they come, praise God, and we're going to stand against them. Amen. With the help of the Lord. They took a stand against them. They teamed up against them. They said, we made our prayer unto our God. Praise the Lord. They come together, one mind, one accord, is what they did. Amen. They had that team mentality. That's the turning point, praise God. When we come together and we come to a turning point of a team mentality. That we're not in this together. We're not in this by ourselves. It's not you and them and her and I, praise God. It's all of us together working for the cause of Christ in these last days that we live. We're living a difficult time. We're living in crazy times. I ain't ever seen it like this. No, I won't go there. I'll leave that alone. Amen. But I tell you what, God is good. He's there to help us. He's that ever-present help if we'll let Him. But we got to do this as a team. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah 6, 4 and 6. The people had a mind. You know what that means? Now look up here, man, just a second. It means that they volunteered for the work. It wasn't forced labor. They volunteered to get in there and get it done. They looked around. They seen that they was a call. They seen that their brothers and sisters needed help. Praise God. They said, you know what? We're just going to fall in here and do what the best that we can to help them. You know what would help us more than anything? It would be to get our minds off of ourselves and put our minds on somebody else that needed help maybe more than we do. Amen. And say, you know what, Lord, just help me to focus on them. You know what I found in my ministry, Miss Margie? I found it, praise God, when I start focusing, trying to help other folks, it seems like it's sometimes you get caught up in it, you get pulled in so many different directions trying to help, even my split personality, I can't be everywhere. But you know what I found out? I found out when I'm trying to help, praise God, that Lord always comes along. He takes care of what I need. Yeah. It's just amazing to me, praise the Lord. Except for right now, coons eat my corn. I can't get to it. Rascals. Amen. They do that every year. They wait till I get bogged down and then they come in and invade. But praise God, God of it. It'll be all right. I prayed enough for them and me too. Ha ha. Amen. I prayed over. I said, God, here it is. Amen. You bless it. I've got the best looking corn in the county. Amen. Thank God for a creek and a pump. But praise God, we watered it, and God's given the increase, and we just keep on for the glory of God. What do you say? I say, praise God, just team it up. Amen. Do something for somebody else. Put your faith, your confidence in God, and God will give the increase. He'll come along and just bless you on purpose. Amen. Listen, it ain't about us. We just pilgrims passing through here. What we have don't amount to nothing. We're going to leave it to our young'uns one day, and they're going to squander it away anyway. Amen. They don't care about the home place. They never hold back and corn with Papaw. They don't know nothing about it. I'm just being honest. Amen. You'll leave it with them, they'll squander it away. So why not just do something with it now while you can, praise God, and give God the glory. Do what we can for Him. Team up, praise God. As a body of Christ, just keep doing everything we can and in every way that we can. Amen? Just keep that's all that's important, is doing what we can for the Lord. Amen? Work. Amen? Give our all. Put every bit of our work, our body and fiber of our being into what we do for the Lord. You say, well, preacher, you don't understand. I know what you're saying. But preacher, you don't understand. I've got things I worry about. I've got all these issues. I mean, anybody got any tissues? Well, and I don't know what to do about all of it. I'm going in 12 different directions all the time, and I don't know. Well, praise God, what we need to do is start doing for the Lord and do it as unto the Lord. Amen. Put as much effort in what we do for God as what we do for ourselves. Hello? Oh, me. Amen? But if we do that, praise God, it makes all the difference. Look at Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to give you Bible for that, or you'll think I'm just telling you something. Ain't true. Colossians 3 and 23. The Bible says this, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Now he said here in verse 22, he said, servants, obey in all things your master according to flesh, not with eye service and men pleasure, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. He said, whatsoever you do, he said, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. He said, what we ought to do, we ought to do it in a manner as if we were doing it to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Goodness. Oh, me. Amen. See, when we start to do something, we do it as unto the Lord. It changes our whole mindset of how we do it. As Brother Rex was talking up here a while ago, on this 52-day challenge, praise God, when we start thinking about what we say and we do and how we act and how we react, praise God, it puts it into a different perspective. But it ain't it good though, Brother Rex, when the Lord God of glory just steps in, He says, hey, that's all right, buddy. Hey, you're trying to do your best you can. I got this. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. He said, it's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Why? Because there's a deep settled confidence that God Almighty is able. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That there's nothing impossible with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to minister and give us all that we need. Bless His name. Praise God. He says, knowing that that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen. He said, that's how you know you praise God. You just keep doing the best you can, and you're a winner, by the way. Amen. Because you've already been given a promise. Praise the Lord. And that promise is from the Lord. Amen. So you just begin to do the work. Do it as unto the Lord with a promise that God's going to be there to help you. Amen. And we get in there, and what we're doing is we're becoming an example. Hello? Do you know we're supposed to be an example of Christ's likeness? Amen. Ain't that our goal? That's what we get up every day and say, Lord, help me be a little more like you today than I was yesterday. I hope we are. If not, we're backing up. But we ought to be an example, praise God, of what we should be doing. Amen. So people can see it. That's what Nehemiah done. Nehemiah was doing that. Or Nehemiah did that. Look at Nehemiah chapter 5. He was an example to the people. Bible says Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 16, he said, yea, also I continued in the work of this wall. You hear that? He didn't just sit up there and supervise. He said, yea, also, I continued in the work of this wall. Neither bought we any land. He said, we wasn't focused on anything else. We weren't looking to prosper by any other means. He said, we were focused on the project ahead, which was building the walls to strengthen Jerusalem again. But look what he goes on to say. And said, all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Amen. So we see him as an example. Nehemiah said, I was an example. He said, I was there working to build. Amen. But build for the Lord, praise God. That the Lord put on my heart to build. And he said, I didn't send nobody else out to do other things to try to make a different me. Praise God. He said, I focused on what God had called me to put me there to do. Amen. He said, I was an example. Praise the Lord. But you know, when I got to reading this, the Bible also gives us some examples that weren't very good examples. Amen. He gave us some examples here that were non-conformant, you might say. Look over here in Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 6. Nehemiah chapter 5 verse, or 3 and verse 5, I mean. Nehemiah 3 and 5. And he said, next unto them, the Tekonites repaired. He said, but the nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord. He said, this whole group of people, these Tekonites, he said, they went in there and boy, they got in there to do the work. But the Holy Ghost tells us here, he said, you know what? But he said, there's a whole group of them people that's looking down their nose at them. He said, well, you know what? We're better than you are. We're not going to get our hands dirty in this mess. See, that's what a whole lot of the church is doing today, amen. They said, well, you know what? We're better than you are. We're not going to get our hands dirty in the mess of trying to tell people the truth and lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ and tell them there's a better way. Amen. They said, we're not going to get... Nehemiah said, I'm in there working with them. He said, I'm side by side with them trying to get the job done. But he said, some of them. Can you imagine them when... Can you imagine standing before the Lord Jesus Christ one day? And he asked you to give account of yourself since you've been saved. See, that's if you've been saved, you're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. What we did after we were saved, it's not for our salvation, but it's just to show the Lord what we've done since. But of course, He already knows. Can you imagine those nobles when they stand there and they said, hey, listen, all these folks are good at doing good work, they're doing what I put on their hearts to do. What about you? And the Bible said, those nobles, the Holy Spirit of God pointed them out. He said, there's a whole group. He said, and they pointed them out and said, you know what? They said, we're not going to get our hands dirty. We're not going to do the work, Lord. We're going to leave it to somebody else because we're better than they are. God help us. Amen. What are we going to do when we stand before the Lord and say, well, Lord, I didn't lead nobody to Jesus because I didn't want to defile myself. I didn't want to come down to where they were. I didn't want to be a witness. I didn't want to shine my light because I'm better than that. And God's going to look at you and say, my, my, my. Amen? Because there's nothing there. They didn't have nothing. They said, we'll not get our hands dirty. Praise the Lord. They're going to go down in history as somebody that wouldn't do what God would have them to do. I believe there's a whole lot of church folks that's going to go down in history. Be recorded in the world, be recorded by angels, praise God. And say, you know what? They would not do what God wanted them to do. Well, I'd hate to be that way, in that position. Praise the Lord, I want to finish well this race that I've begun with the help of the Lord. I want to get in there and do what I can while I can, amen, don't you? You know, why would people do that? Because they maybe cause a little contention in their lives. You know, little old grudges and personal differences, and they said, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I've known people that wouldn't help you do something unless you'd done it just exactly the way they wanted to do it. Amen? Even though you got 14 different ideas, and theirs is just one of them, but you come together on an idea, say, you know what? This is probably the most feasible way to do it. And they say, well, you go ahead. I ain't going to help because it wasn't my idea. Amen. But you know what? That ain't nothing but pride. It ain't nothing but pride. It's contention. Contention. Amen. That's pride. That's pride poured out and displayed. Amen. That's why we can't get nothing done. That's why we can't come together. In Proverbs chapter 13:10, it says, "Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom." Amen. It says pride brings that strife and that struggle that we have in this world. But when we get rid of that, praise God, that's just plain and simple. The Bible said pride cometh before a fall. We need to just get rid of the pride and say, you know what, God? He said, I'm just a vessel. Praise the Lord. Use me as you will. Praise the Lord. And He will. Amen. As Brother Burton was saying tonight, praise God, say, Lord, don't put me over yonder because that's where you might end up. Amen. Some of them are far, far away. Man said, I don't like snow. And he sent him where they have blizzards. But I think God, sometimes God's got a sense of humor. Amen. When we start telling God what we're going to do and where we're going to go and, you know, all that stuff. Amen. God has a way of just pulling the rug out from under saying, you're going to do what I tell you to do. Amen. Amen. But what happens is the turning point is we come together as a team for the cause of Christ. Amen. Let me just say this. Just because we come together in unity, just because we work as a team, that is not a sign of weakness. Amen? Just because we come together, when we come together, one mind, one accord together for a purpose and a cause of Christ, listen, that is not a sign of weakness. I believe the devil is painting their mind, if we get submissive to God and we try to help the brother love each other, that's a sign of weakness. That is not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of great power from God. Yeah. Amen. And we need that today, praise God. That's the turning point of coming together in teamwork for God. Amen. To the point of getting the job done. We've got a great big work to do, youngins. There's not a person sitting here today that don't know folks that's lost and on their way to a devil's hell. On their way. You may not know. Hey, you may not have tomorrow. Let me give you an example right quick, and I'm going to close. You remember a big old tall fella come here, he put in our cameras. His name was John. Big John. Big tall fella. 60 years old. He come here a while back and installed our cameras. He was supposed to come back Monday and done our and fix the two that's out and put our fan in our drive back there. He didn't show up. He didn't come to work. So yesterday he didn't show up, didn't call, didn't come to work. So they sent out to find out, and guess what? They found John at home in his bed. Dead. John died. 60 years old. Hadn't been sick. Hadn't had no complaints. But he went to bed, pillowed his head, and never woke up again. See, we think we're going to live forever. But praise God, we're not promised tomorrow. What we're going to do, we need to do today. Come together in the power of unity. Come together in a turning point, praise God. I said, you know what? We're going to team up on this thing as the body of Christ and go on for the glory of God and shout the praises when we get there. Amen? Because there's a cause. Nehemiah said there was a cause. Praise God. So we need you to step out, praise God. God's got a plan for us, a purpose for this church. Amen? And the turning point is when we come together, get rid of the pride and begin to work as a team. Nehemiah summed it up here in Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 19. These old wicked fellows was there and they said, what is this thing that you do? Verse 19, that's what they said. They looked him right in beating Bill and they said, what is this thing? What? He said, what are you doing? What's the purpose of what you're doing? What's it going to affect? Who's it going to help? That was the question they was asking. But I want to say a whole lot of our families today are asking the same question of me and you. What are you trying to do? Who is this going to affect? But no, Nehemiah had to answer. Verse 20, he said, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. Amen. That's what he answered. They said, what are you trying to do? It's not going to amount to nothing. But he said, the God of heaven, He will prosper us. Therefore, we, His servants, will arise and build, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, because, listen, church, because we know that God has promised to prosper us, we need to arise and build. You know what? I was thinking about this sitting there in a study yesterday. Anybody can tear down. Anybody can tear up. Anybody can. I'm the best person in the world at destroy. You want something tore up, you just call me. I can tear up and tear down, man. But putting things together and building up, that takes patience and skill. Amen. It takes patience. It takes patience from the Lord. My camper was the camp right here was leaking. The whole back end, it ruined the floor. It just flapped. And it just got styrofoam. That's what makes them ultralight. They got a big piece of styrofoam in them like that with a little piece of plywood on top, paneling about that thick. And it got wet. It all peeled out. Went in there one day, and Brother James said he helped me take the electrical loose, had to take all the benches, everything else, had to peel all that floor off of that foam. And boy, I was good. I just ripped that thing all to pieces. I had stuff up here, benches over here, stuffed in sacks. But you know what? Then we got that all pulled out and got it all dried out and cleaned up, put fans in there and dehumidifier and pulled all that moisture out. But then, praise God, I went back there and began to rebuild. I stabilized that floor. Went underneath and put blocks, stabilized the floor, put down a piece of plywood, amen, to make that solid. Is it going to be a little heavier? Praise God, it'll be solid. Amen, kind of like some of us. Amen. But then I put the, but then I got George, my son, the best one in the world at laying that laminate flooring. He come up here one day, me and him sat in, we put that laminate flooring back in there. Praise the Lord. But I went there in my shop, and the Lord helped me cut out some trim and put around that thing, put them benches back, put everything back together. It took a little bit more patience, a little more time to put it together and to make it right than it did to rip it out. It's easy. You don't have to think about tearing stuff up. Don't have to think about ripping apart. But when you start putting it back together, you got to have a little foresight. You got to look at it and kind of figure out how you want it to look when you get done. Amen. You know what we need to do as a church? The turning point is we come together in a power of unity, and we come together as a team, and we start looking, praise God, to what we want it to look for, what we want the finished product to look like. Amen. I was thinking about this. I think about Nehemiah when he was building that wall, and he was looking for it to come together. And he was looking able to be able to stand on top of that wall and look out across Jerusalem and see the finished product, to have all the children of God, all of Israel behind him. Praise God, safe one more time. Amen. You know what my heart's about? But because of the unity, power to unity, and coming together and working as a team, I'd look for Brother Rex one day for maybe you to have two or three pews here and us to have a couple of pews here and maybe some of these others have a couple of pews. Have all our children, our loved ones, our brothers and sisters, mom and dad, on the pews with us.
Amen.
Get up there, Brother David, get up there and get the lead in a song, praise God, and they jump up and say, "Whoa, glory!" Look over at you with tears running down their face. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for living. Thank you for teaming up, praise God, for the cause. Amen. Praise the Lord. The turning point, young'uns. We realize that we have power with God, and we come together and team up for the glory of God. Amen. That's what makes a difference tonight.